What if I were to tell you that cooked, nitrate-free bacon is one of the more nutrient-dense things you can eat? That it is probably more nutritious than black beans? If you follow the paleo diet, you would break into a huge smile and say, I know, right? Isn't that awesome? But there's a small to tiny chance that you follow the paleo diet. The chances are getting bigger every day as it gains ground, but if you don't follow the diet or the work of Matt Lalonde, you are thinking that I'm out of my mind for presenting the notion that bacon is better for you than black beans. I've been talking to you about being gluten-free for the past couple of commentaries, but now I'm revealing my true self to you. I'm coming out of the meat locker. I am paleo. I'm not going to bore you with the details of the paleo diet and the paleo lifestyle. You can Google that today while you're supposed to be doing that report at work. What I am going to tell you is that I eat a lot of meat. I eat meat every day, at least 2 times a day. And not only do I eat meat, I eat fat, saturated or unsaturated. I eat that multiple times a day as well. I eat coconut oil and palm oil, lard and tallow. If you just said to yourself, hearing that sentence gave me a mini heart attack, then you gave me the typical response that I get anytime I reveal my meaty little secret to most people. Thanks to decades of aggressive marketing by health professionals, you've all been programmed to believe that meat is bad. But I am following a different route to health. Sure, the diet I'm on may not have any controlled studies to back it up, but either does veganism. So when you just thought to yourself, but meat is bad for you, I say, prove it. But don't try proving it to me, because I've already done my research, and I'm not changing the way I eat again. So why have I stopped talking about being gluten-free? Which I still am, and started talking about meat and the nutrient density of meat, it's because I just spent 3 straight days listening to lectures and presentations about the benefits of emulating the ancestral health model. Enough fuss has been made about eliminating gluten and celebrating meat, among other things, to warrant a conference about it, called the Ancestral Health Symposium. Held at Harvard University Law School in Wasserstein Hall, the conference hosted a score of doctors and PhDs from all over the world to present their research on how moving away from the ancestral health model of hunting and gathering towards the modern-day paradigm of automation and instant gratification has caused great degeneration in our health and well-being. Food and diet are a huge part of it, but so is how we exercise. Adopting the ancestral lifestyle means having the strength of character to admit that you have been duped by conventional wisdom. To simplify things, we never should have stopped frying greens in bacon fat, and that is a mistake that I will never make again.